Harbor Audio presents Haunted Empire, Apple After Steve Jobs by Yukari Iwatani Kane. Read by Ariel Delisle.
This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Author's Note: This is a work of non-fiction based on 5 years of reporting, including 3 years that I spent covering Apple for the Wall Street Journal. All of the names and details described are real. When I embarked on this project before Steve Jobs' death, I had planned to chronicle how the CEO and his team had rescued Apple from near bankruptcy and turned it into a breathtakingly successful empire. About a year into my reporting, however, I realized that a more compelling story about the company's leadership transition was unfolding right in front of me. Having previously covered Sony and seen its decline following the departure of its founder, I was particularly interested in how Apple would handle these challenging first years in an increasingly complex business environment. And so I started over again with one question: can a great company stay great without its visionary leader? I thought that if any company could, it would be Apple. Although I had access to the company's media events and some of its executives during my reporting for the newspaper, Apple chose not to grant any further access apart from one shareholders' meeting.